wedged between the Circle Mountain Downtown Expressway and the railroad, riding a beam of light out of my kitchen and into the clouds of the internet. Welcome to Radio Free Bartlesville. Of the four primordial elements, earth, fire, water, and air, air has an outsized role in the world of 2025. The air element in astrology is associated with change, intelligence, sociability, and all three air signs share these qualities, as does the age of Aquarius, because the air signs are Aquarius, Libra, and Gemini. Now, it seems that Aquarius, the water bearer, being an air sign is a bit of an oxymoron, but in the last part of the triplicity, we've got Pisces holding down the water sign. So, yes, the water bearer is indeed an air sign. Like their element, air signs are changeable. They're always moving, rarely stagnant, and sometimes unpredictable. Remember this. This means they cannot be contained and need breathing room. If they can't get it, they will find the exit. They're more likely to stick around if they have the freedom to come and go as they please. Now, this might be interpreted as irresponsibility or flakiness, but the air signs can commit when they know their wings will not be clipped. Put a pin there. Once they've made that commitment, they're delightful partners, employees, friends, and colleagues. Now, air signs do tend to be social butterflies and love to be around other people and usually have a contact list a mile long. These movers and shakers enjoy fitting in from one event or social circle to the next. While it's easy to surmise they're extroverts, that's not always the case. You'll find shy violets amongst these gregarious personalities. Even so, the quieter ones will still find a way to shine as long as it's on their terms. While these signs are renowned for their intellect, there are other vagaries in development that can impact this. And even with that, they do have the ability, in their own way, to process information and dissect complex subjects with relative ease. Their hearts rarely get in the way of their impeccable logic, if they have any, and that's an asset when they need to make a point, which they often love to do. We need to talk about our current president. He happens to be a Gemini sun sign based on his birthday. This is the astrology that you can look up in the local newspaper and figure out what kind of day that man is going to have. Now, along with sun sign, there are two other aspects that help bring the accuracy from 75 to 80% of just sun sign to a little more than 90%. And in this particular case, our illustrious leader has Leo as his rising sign. However, 12 seconds later, and he would have advanced to Virgo as a rising sign. Oh, what a difference 12 seconds could make. And his moon sign happens to be in Sagittarius. Now, I know a little something about Geminis because my rising sign is Gemini. So when I am pushed to survival needs, I will utilize Gemini traits. If you're curious about your own rising sign, honestly answer the question, how would you react when stopped by a police officer for rolling through a stop sign when you know that you hit 0 miles an hour, had zero forward velocity prior to rolling forward and crossing the intersection? You know you're right. You know the cop is wrong. How do you react? This will help identify your own rising sign, because the rising sign is adopted for early and survival needs. Obviously, our president is operating in survival mode, because that's when he roars like a lion. Well, it just so happens that the other two major players on the world stage, Mr. Vladimir Putin and Volodymyr Zelensky, are also air signs. Mr. Putin happens to be a Libra. He has Scorpio rising, thus the tendency to lie and sting. And his moon is in Gemini. So emotionally, he gets Trump. Interesting. But when we take a look at Volodymyr Zelensky, we find that this gentleman is an Aquarius with Gemini rising. I know a little about that. And a Leo moon. Oddities, random happenstance, chance. Right. One of the things that strikes me about this reading is there's a Leo link between our dear president and Mr. Zelensky. And we have double air sign in Putin, which is not the greatest. And we have that Gemini link shared amongst all three leaders. Yes, Gemini is the sign of double talk. They will talk out of both sides of their mouth. The other double talk sign is Pisces, but we'll get into that if we ever have a good reason to discuss the water element. One other thing is rather interesting when it comes to the type of personality that the three air signs have. As observations bring us, the first four signs of the zodiac are considered the infant, toddler, four-year-old type mentality. The following four signs you grow into later childhood, but more importantly, adolescence. And the final four signs of the zodiac are often considered the adult signs of the zodiac. Given that, we have the Gemini child president of the United States of America. We have the Libra adolescent president of the Russian Federation. And we have the adult Aquarian president of Ukraine. I think you have more than enough fodder to put together a number of very interesting questions, and perhaps this framework might help you hang the deluge of information. And one thing to remember, there's always a kernel of truth. You just have to find it. Thank you for listening to Radio Free Bartlesville, brought to you by Dendritics.